Hello. I'm not British. Hi, my name's Mabry Baldwin. I'm currently recording in a phone booth. Not an actual phone booth. Like, there's no phone in here. But I don't have a microphone, so bear with me. I hope there's no weirdness with the sound. But continuing on. My name is Mabry. I'm 19. I'm a freshman in college. And this is my podcast, Poems in the Margins. So, my goals for this podcast is to inspire, uplift, encourage, and allow you to have your own poems in the margins. The little things that you think about when you're in class, when you're walking, when you're talking to somebody, when you're showering, and the questions you have, and the moments of life realizations. So, what does all that even mean? I feel that this podcast is going to be just an outlet, in simpler terms, for me to talk about self-care, to talk about the things that we don't always talk about, and it's mostly just a digital journal for me. So if I don't get that many listens, I'm truly okay with that. But for those who are listening, hi, I'm a little scared. All I've had today is coffee and a scone. It's really good. I had a vanilla cinnamon latte with oat milk and a chocolate chip pecan scone. So, I'm a sucker for baked goods. You need to know that about me. and any other fun facts I have about me, I may share throughout the future episodes, but I would consider myself a pretty deep thinker, and so in the past year, maybe year and a half, I've been recording just podcasts on my voice memos, and I kind of listened back on them sometimes, and I didn't really know why I did it, but I just thought it would be fun, and it was a nice way to just talk things out, but I never really wanted to show anyone. I would show a couple people, but it was never something that I was like, I'll actually do, but it keeps coming back to me, or kept coming back to me, even when I listened to podcasts. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna try it. If it fails, it fails. And even if it does, I'm glad I'm trying. So, poems in the margins. I don't think there's anything else I have to say about that, but I'm gonna jump right into the first topic, because I didn't want this to just be an intro. I didn't want it to be boring. I wanted it to actually have some substance. So there's this book I recently read, and I cannot for the life of me say the name. I feel very, what's the word? Insensitive, because it's a Swedish word, and I've been calling it Ninja, which is not, that's not what it's called, okay? Do not call it The Book of Ninja. I need to look up how to say this word, but it's N-J-U-T-A. Just jumping in here really quick, I need to give credit where credit is due. The author, Nikki Brantmark, I DM'd her after I realized there are copyright laws when talking about a book on a podcast, and I asked her, and she was very gracious and said she was so excited that I was talking about the book in this podcast, and I just wanted to give her a little shout out. And if you're listening, love your book, and thank you for responding and being so kind. Back to the podcast. And it's to enjoy or delight in. It's a Swedish word. I'm gonna look up the pronunciation because I don't want to always. It's njuta. Yeah, so it's crazy. English words need to have more words that mean something that we say in sentences. Does that make sense? So it is like to live in the moment, to have little moments of joy, and to really savor the little things in life, which That's cliche. We hear that all the time. But this is a whole book about that, and I think that's really cool. So, I'm going to explain like the full definition they give. It's a personal moment where your body and mind are in complete harmony and you experience the world in a positive way. In short, the tiny things in life that bring joy. So what I did is I made my little journal about this book, and I wrote down different things that I wanted to remember and put into practice. How well have I done at that? So-so. So I'm just going to go over some of the things that you all can do that I wrote down in case you don't read the book, or even if you do read the book. I highly recommend reading the book. So the first part of the book is they recommend writing down the small things that give you energy and make you happy. So for me, going on a really good run, a peaceful and powerful yoga class, I wrote down 10 things. I'm gonna say one more: sitting outside and listening to the birds soaking up the sun. So those are things that bring me joy, and I can go back to those. Which I haven't gone back to this journal, I don't think, since I wrote these things down, so I'm glad I'm doing this. Because a lot of times, and this is okay, because I do this too, I feel like we like hole ourselves up and maybe watch a Netflix show or do whatever to just forget. And that's fine, I feel like, because I do it too. I don't want anyone to feel like I'm shaming them. But I do feel like when I force myself to do the things that are actually really good for me, like maybe going on a walk, no matter how short or slow it is, or forcing myself to be social, like that is what we need to do more of. Watching the sunrise. Speaking of, sunrise and sunset, but there was a part in the book that really stuck with me, and I really want to find it. It's about dusk. Let me see. Oh yeah, okay. So again, I'm not from Sweden, so I'm not going to be able to say this, but it's a word that means to sit quietly pondering dusk. Like, they have a word that means sitting quietly and pondering dusk. I think that's amazing. So one of the quotes in it said, "We need to embrace each season and make the most of what it has to offer." Oh, that's a completely different part. But it was talking about how beautiful the end of a day is. And I started watching the sunset every night and not doing anything else, not journaling. Sometimes I'd take pictures of it, not getting on my phone. I would just sit there and I'd watch the birds fly, and I'd watch the sun go down, and I'd watch the people going about their day. And I was just like, how does this beautiful thing happen every single day and so many people miss it? Like, how many beautiful sunsets and sunrises have I missed in my life? That's just crazy. So that's another thing that I just wanted to say, because I think dusk is a great time of day and we need to appreciate it more. So some of the other things I wanted to talk about, they are really big on nature, which is amazing. They have a law that stipulates everyone's right to nature. Do not disturb, do not destroy. And a quote that says, "Nature places no demand on you. It does not care if you're there or not. It just carries on doing its thing. When you allow yourself the time to simply sit and watch the rhythm of nature, your mind stills and you feel immense calm." And I feel like I relatively do that, but I need to do that more, for sure. And I encourage you all to do that more. So I just said a whole lot of things, and I hope this podcast is not too all over the place. This is my first one, so I promise it'll get more streamlined and better. I'm just going to kind of go over maybe in more depth the things I talked about. So just allowing yourself to experience the world in a positive way. And another practice that I don't know if it talks about in this book, but I was thinking about it earlier and I wanted to include it. I have on my notes app tiny perfect moments. And if you all have seen the movie, it's pretty good. I need to watch it again to give it an exact rating. I'm not going to give an exact rating on here. But you just write down the little moments where you just smile and you're like, wow, humanity. So some of the things I write down, I just add to it. I started it my senior year. One of the things I wrote was, deer at noon. They made it across the street safely. So I just noticed the deer, and the deer are usually out either early morning or late at night, and I noticed them in the middle of the day, and it just made me happy to see them. I went outside and danced in the snow with one of my friends after our speech class. That was a tiny perfect moment, 100%. And then I'll say one more. Oh, we were driving, and I think I was in the back seat, maybe the front. That semantics, that doesn't matter. And this little kid next to us was fogging up the car window. And then I did too, and I drew a little smiley face. And he just like smiled super big, and they drove off. And so this is something I'll forget about every once in a while, but then something will happen, and I'm like, I need to write that down. Because if I'm having a bad day and I go back to that, it makes me smile and it makes me happy to go back to that and see all the little things that I've experienced in my life. And hopefully it'll keep on growing and growing. And then it just enforces your ability to look for the light and look for the positive things in life. So, look for the sun. I'm getting a sun tattoo on Friday. My first tattoo. I'm a little scared, but I think it's going to remind me to keep my light. Because I don't know if any of you all have ever had somebody tell you that you have a light, and never let somebody, anybody, diminish that light. And it is something that's been on my mind a lot, especially with being in college. I'm really going off on a rant. I'm sorry. I'm going down so many different rabbit holes, but I want to talk about this. In college, I feel like it's freshman year, whole different beast. I'm going to have a podcast episode about this, and maybe have a guest. I feel so professional saying that, but I never want, anytime I feel myself going down and becoming cynical or becoming negative or whatever it is, I always want to remember to bring back my light. Even if it's covered by the clouds every once in a while, the sun always comes back and I always want my light to reappear. So with that being said, having a little journal of, or a little thing on your notes app of tiny perfect moments, writing down the things that give you energy and make you happy and trying to implement those. Maybe watching a Netflix show does give you energy and does make you happy. Do it. But just make sure you're not wallowing in the sadness for too long is what I'm still having to learn. I'm saying all these things and I want to preface that I'm not perfect in any type of way. And I want you all to know that. I have so many questions, I have so many struggles, I have so many weaknesses, but I'm trying to grow and I'm trying to get better. And this book really is helpful in that. Especially when it talks about getting out into nature, relishing the sound of the birds, the sunlight streaming through the trees, and just noticing and taking a deep breath and allowing yourself to maybe succumb to nature, because it continues whether you're doing well or not. Nature keeps going. The birds keep flying to and fro. I'm getting all poetic. You see why I called this Poems in the Margins. So, yeah, now I'm getting all sentimental, but I really love nature, and I hope you all do too, especially with Earth Day coming up. I do want to do a whole episode also on just the Earth and climate change and how we can't get existential about it and too down in the dumps about it, because that's not going to do anything. So if that interests you, hang on. hang on and bear with me through this first rough episode. I think I'm going to end this with a poem that I wrote, if I can find it, because I thought it would be perfect for this. I honestly don't know how long this is because it's just showing me in like measures. Okay, here we go. Ending the podcast. Before I read this poem, because I'm going to end with this poem, remember to take deep breaths, because you're always breathing, but breathe in deeper. Savor the moment and get yourself a tea or a coffee today, or if you don't like either, get yourself a milkshake. I don't know. Or do none of that, and maybe you ended this podcast before the end. That's okay, too. Poem. We don't recognize the fragility of time. The fleeting joys we didn't realize were joys until they're behind us. The pains that become the biggest blessings and life lessons. The tears that roll down our faces that are tears of change, of growth. I want to change the world, she says. But what she doesn't know is that she already is. What she needs to know is to water her flowers before tending to the entire garden. So listeners, water your flowers today. Thank you.